This is a series of Marxist classics on tape. Section 1, Theses on Feuerbach. The chief defect of all hitherto existing materialism, that of Feuerbach included, is that the thing, reality, sensuousness, is conceived only in the form of the object, or of contemplation, but not as human sensuous activity, practice, not subjectively. Hence it happened that the active side, in contradistinction to materialism, was developed by idealism, but only abstractly, since of course idealism does not know real sensuous activity as such. Feuerbach wants sensuous objects really differentiated from the thought objects, but he does not conceive human activity as objective activity. Hence, in the essence of Christianity, he regards the theoretical attitude as the only genuinely human attitude, while practice is conceived and fixed only in its dirty Judaical form of appearance. Hence, he does not grasp the significance of revolutionary, of practical critical activity. 2. The question whether objective truth can be attributed to human thinking is not a question of theory, but is a practical question. In practice, man must prove the truth, that is, the reality and power, the this-sidedness of his thinking. The dispute over the reality or non-reality of thinking, which is isolated from practice, is a purely scholastic question. 3. The materialist doctrine that men are products of circumstances and upbringing, and that therefore changed men are products of other circumstances and changed upbringing, forgets that it is men that change circumstances, and that the educator himself needs educating. Hence this doctrine necessarily arrives at dividing society into two parts, of which one is superior to society, in Robert Owen, for example. The coincidence of the changing of circumstances and of human activity can be conceived and rationally understood only